No one can control the water in Texas and Oklahoma this week, but the president aims to use some laws that date back to the 1970s to regulate the quality of water all over America. The president will reassert the authority of the federal government to limit pollution in large and small bodies of water like streams and wetlands. We shall see if this attempt to circumvent congressional Republicans will fare better than the White House's immigration policies have fared in the courts. But Coral Davenport, energy and environmental reporter at our partner, The New York Times, says the president used these same tactics in toughening air pollution regulations, and the courts have backed him up. But water is a different substance and a different story altogether.
The story for water is indeed more complex. The 1972 Clean Water Act was a really significant law. It gave the federal government, the EPA, the authority to regulate most of the waters of the U.S. So big bodies of water like the Mississippi River, Chesapeake Bay, Puget Sound, and also all the headwaters and tributaries that fed into them, as well as wetlands, streams. All of these bodies of water under the 1972 law were classified as federal waters, waters of the U.S. And as such, the EPA could regulate them. If you polluted in small bodies of water, you could be fined, you could be taken to court. That was the law on the books until the end of the 1990s. Then there were two Supreme Court cases that were brought up that sort of confused the authority. It put into question what kind of regulation the federal government could actually do. And as a result of those Supreme Court cases, the EPA stopped regulating a lot of that water. They only regulated the large, you know, the Chesapeake Bay and Mississippi River, the big lakes and rivers. They stopped regulating these smaller headwaters and streams and tributaries, the stuff that feeds into the larger bodies of water. What this rule does is it goes back and kind of restores and clarifies, and it says the EPA is declaring it does have the broad authority to regulate all of these broader bodies of water. What opponents of this regulation, chiefly agriculture, farmers, property developers, say is what the EPA has also done here is they've actually flexed their muscles even more, given themselves even more authority. They say under this rule, the EPA could be regulating water that flows through a ditch on a farm, for example, which it didn't have before. And this is one reason that this rule is very intensely controversial.
Now, the Obama administration seems to be betting that its declaration of this regulatory authority from the 1970s will be decided on the administration's side if there's a court challenge to clarify this gray area that the Supreme Court cases you talked about is addressed in any way. Do you think it's likely that there will be a challenge because of the Supreme Court cases that made it a little bit unclear?
Opponents are already preparing their lawsuits. Certainly there's going to be a big legal battle, and it's very likely that it will go to the Supreme Court. And that would be consistent with what we've seen with the Obama administration. They've put forth these big, major, historic EPA regulations, and one by one they've been challenged, and one by one the Supreme Court is taking them up.
Is it possible that Congress can veto everything here by just refusing to fund the EPA or refusing to fund the actual execution of the regulations?
Congress can do a couple of things. If there's a new regulation put forward, the Senate can take a vote. It's called a Congressional Review Act, and they just need a simple majority to basically block the regulation. And they have 60 legislative days after the introduction of a new regulation to do this. So I strongly expect that we will see a vote like that on this clean water rule. Thing about that is that it will go to the president, and the president will veto it. And they don't have the majority need to sustain a veto. They can also and have been cutting funding to the EPA. You know, it doesn't take the law off the books, but it makes it harder for the EPA to do oversight and actually enforce the regulation. And we'll definitely, that's been consistent, and we'll certainly see more of that.
Coral Davenport, energy and environment reporter at The New York Times. Thanks so much, Coral.
Great to be with you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TIAA CREF, a financial services company helping to create financial outcomes that matter. Learn more at TIAA.org. And Lumosity.com, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving, with brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a personalized brain training program. Performance can be compared to global averages. Learn more at Lumosity.com.